Hello and welcome to Mindset Shifts with Debbie. I am your host, Debbie McKeever, and this is episode 27. In this episode, I want to talk about Christ as an example. And like I always say, it doesn't really matter if you take the Bible literal or not. I just want to talk about this particular character in the Bible as our example of how we should be, because when you're reading the New Testament, you see that Christ told his disciples that not only would they do the works that he did, but that they would do greater. And so that is our examples for miracles and manifestations. We should be doing greater works than that of Christ. And I was thinking about it a lot today, just based on my last episode, when I was speaking about why your affirmations may not be working. And one of the things, of course, was affirming in future tense, because when you're affirming, you believe that you have it now, because even in the Bible, it says, you know, when you pray, believe that you have received, which means that you already have it, you know, not that you're going to get it, but that you have it right now. And so I think our mindset, and this includes me, is to the point of like waiting for the fruition, you know, kind of like you believe that you have it right now, but you're just waiting for the physical reality to catch up to it. And when I was thinking about the miracles that Christ performed, like there really was no waiting period. Like everything was instant. And I think that the difference is that he knew like what his relationship was with divine. Like he knew that he and, you know, God were one. And I think that in this, you know, third dimensional matrix that we're in, like we're in a state of like, you know, sleepiness, almost like an amnesia where we've really forgotten who we are and we've forgotten our power and the power that we have within us. Like God is within us. And so we have this infinite and ultimate power like within us. And that's the thing that Christ knew. And so we need to look at that as an example. And again, it doesn't matter if you believe that Christ was a literal person or not. Just look at the example, because anytime that he manifested something, it was always instant. When he needed money for taxes, like instantly he found the gold in the fish's mouth. When the people were hungry, like there was the multitude of people that was hungry. And immediately when he gave thanks for the provision, the lunch that the young boy, so I think it was 2 fish and 5 loaves of bread, immediately, you know, the enough food manifested for, you know, 5,000 plus people. And then there were like, you know, there was plenty of food left over. So it's like, and at the wedding, he immediately, you know, when they ran out of wine, he immediately got the divine idea and he gave the instruction to the men on what to do. And it ended up being like the very best wine, you know, at the wedding, you know, even though they were just like pouring, you know, like water in barrels or whatever the potteries were that they were using at that time. But anyway, my point is that everything was instant. Like there was no waiting for it to come to fruition or waiting for the physical reality to catch up. And so I think that, you know, again, in this matrix that we're in, like there's some kind of a disconnect where even when we're believing that we have it right now and we're doing everything the right way, a lot of times there's still this waiting period. And I think that the more that we figure out our connection and we come back to our divineness, to our God self, I think that's when things happen more instantly. And I'm finding that that's happening with me now. Like one of the things that I manifested a dream corporate client. And there was an issue with the system today that I used to communicate with this corporate client, to the point that it looked like some malware or something had taken over. And, you know, years ago, I probably would have just panicked because, you know, in the process of waiting to be compensated by this client. And so instead of doing that, you know, I just decided to, you know, be calm and not let what I see affect me. Because one of the things I talked about, you know, in affirming is not paying attention to circumstances. I talked about, you know, that in the YouTube version, but I just decided, you know, to not let it affect me. I went and got in the shower. And while I was in the shower, I affirmed that there was no problem with the system. And so immediately when I got out of the shower, the first thing that I did was I picked up my phone and I checked, and it was as if there was never a problem. And really, that's the way that it should be. Like miracles and manifestations, like it should be the norm. It should be normal for us the way that it was normal for Christ. So I think that we should, you know, if you've never read the New Testament, then I would highly recommend that you do so. And really all you need to read, of course, looking at the examples of Christ, just read the four Gospels and just read it, you know, from a perspective of mindset and having the Christ mind. Again, you know, you don't have to be a believer of the Bible, of the word, or of the fact that, you know, Christ was a literal person. You know, it doesn't matter. You know, this is not, you know, something to draw you into religion. It's just to draw you into the Christ mindset and showing you, you know, that, you know, that's what it means to have the Christ mind, to truly be one with the divine creator, and just looking at the confidence that he had in knowing this. I mean, like even under like accusation. And so just look at him as an example. And I think that, you know, once we come, I think it'll be helpful in coming out of like our sleepy state and our amnesia. Like the more we study him and purpose to be like him, because like he said, the works that we do, you know, should actually be greater. So we should actually be performing greater miracles and manifestations. So I think if we just come, you know, into one with that kind of thinking, we'll see it happen. So anyway, hopefully you got something out of this episode. It was just something that was weighing on my mind. I almost forgot to record it, but I figured I'd record it before I drift off to sleep. So again, hope you got something out of it. Thank you so much for listening, and make it a fantastic night.